is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
And this ball's drilled. Deep left field. Gone! Have all the fun you want, Tim Anderson. This one is done.
Middays on The Score.
Top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Coach Fitz of the Big Ten West Division and Holiday Bowl champions at Ryan Field this fall when they host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bernstein and McKnight here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, joined now by Tim Anderson of the Chicago White Sox. You can follow him on Twitter at TimAnderson7, and he's with us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Hey, Tim, how's it going?
How we doing? Good morning.
Wonderful. Congratulations on the start to the season for you. Been a lot of fun to watch. And I can't help but think, watching the last handful of years, you're coming up and everything, that this was kind of always waiting to happen. And I don't necessarily mean just the success and hitting balls out of the ballpark and everything, but like this personality that you play with or that you have was kind of always there, and it took you a little bit to get there. I wonder if I'm reading it correctly.
Yeah, you are. I think I'm getting, more comfortable. I got a few years under my belt, and, I'm just figuring out who I am as a player and as a person and as a teammate. And, I think those things are starting to show, as I mature as a person and as a player. I think, a lot of that is coming out. And, man, I'm having fun.
Have there been teammates in particular who have helped you get to the place you're at right now?
Not necessarily, but all my teammates, they make me better each and every day. And, we go out and compete, man. We go out and compete together. So I think we make each other better. And, I'm self-motivated myself. I know how good I want to be. And I know what I have to do to get there. So, I work extremely hard, man. And I go out and, I have fun at what I do.
Your strikeout rate's way down. You're down under 20% now to 19.4%. I know you're always going to swing the bat, that you're not a guy who's going to see a ton of pitches and work over at bats, but why has your bat-to-ball been so on point this year?
I've been getting better pitches to hit. I've been laying off that slider. They used to like throw that slider, in the other batter's box, and I used to try to go hit it. So, I'm able to lay off that pitch now, man, and, stay in my zone and be aggressive, but just aggressive in my zone. And I'm learning, I'm maturing, man, and I think I'm understanding the game a lot more.
I always wonder how much of that, Tim, being able to, is that you're seeing that slider earlier, or you're more aware of how you're being sequenced and you're understanding when it's more likely to come? Is it in the moment you're like, okay, you're reading slider and you can just spit on it now?
Yeah. And it's more so I have a plan now than more so just in the box trying to hit the ball, So I think that goes into the role of just maturing as a player. And, I'm having plans on these pitchers on and what I'm looking for and exactly what spot I want it in. And, I'm able to be aggressive in that spot and not miss those pitches.
Talking with White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. I'm interested in the plan that you've created that you just kind of mentioned there. Steve Stone's done a lot of work on the broadcast, kind of talking about that same thing. I wonder if you and he have had any conversations, and what steps did you take over the last couple of years? Like, how did you begin to put together what that plan for your ABs are, and how you come about that plan for each individual game?
I haven't talked to Steve at all, but man, our hitting coach, man, Todd Stevenson, man, he came in his offseason, and we worked and, we did some things with my swings and changed some things. And, man, I feel good now. I feel like I'm in sync more, with pitchers. And, I think it's starting to show. And, man, it's been good, man. It's been a heck of a role. And, put a lot of work into it. And, I think I'm obsessed with just, keep getting better every day. And having fun with it and enjoying those moments.
We know that you've been in headlines for a couple of reasons. There was obviously the dust-up with the Royals, and then all the fun police comes out on social media and elsewhere. Yeah, what's this guy doing? And you've said, hey, baseball can get boring. This is who I am. I'm having fun. I know how fans have felt. We've heard from you. We talked to a lot of people. But what response have you gotten around the league from your colleagues on and perhaps other teams in general? Are they cool with it? Are they saying, yeah, you know, do you?
Yeah. As far as my teammates?
No, even other guys when you're fraternizing before or after games, you guys around the league. Do you get the side eye, or do you have guys saying, hey, go ahead, man, it's all good?
Oh, I don't talk to other guys on other teams, really. You know, what some guys have said, you know. Yeah, some guys have said, do you? You know, and I like the bat flip. So, yeah, man, I haven't heard any bad news about it, you know. But for the most part, you know, the people enjoyed it, you know. They liked it.
I was kind of amused by the interaction that you and Trevor Bauer had back and forth on Twitter the other day. I find Trevor Bauer to be just a really complicated character and a dude that I don't necessarily agree with a lot of things, but also a guy that I clearly recognize is very smart when it comes to pitching and all that stuff. So he's kind of interesting that way. But I loved him calling you out for, or just letting you know, like, hey, bat flip away, but I hope I strike you out like 9 or 10 times in the day. I thought that was pretty fun.
Yeah, man, we playing a competitive sport, you know. But I think, you know, what he did, man, that was, you know, we had fun with it. We had fun with it, and I think it showed a lot of personality, man. And I think, the fans liked that. And, you know, at the end of the day, man, we're humans. We're humans, man. And, you know, I think he get it and I got it. And, you know, nothing serious. You know, we're playing a game, playing a fun game. So it's okay to, you know, have fun with it and joke around with it. So, and I think that's, you know, that's something that happened.
I know a lot of White Sox fans know the story that of your being drafted and not playing baseball all throughout high school and getting to it somewhat late, or at least for, you know, starting shortstop in the major leagues a little late. And I was reading through the story James Fegan wrote about you. Can you tell fans a little bit about Neil Holloman, your coach at Central Community College in Decatur? I guess there was, I'll let you characterize it, but it seemed that there was a challenge from him to you about getting to the level you eventually got to. I wonder how it worked out.
Yeah. Oh, man, you know, my first week there, man, I didn't want to be there, you know, because he was on me every day. But, you know, those are moments I appreciate now. And, you know, he had this thing that, you know, he asked me every day, how good do you want to be? And, you know, that's something that I kind of, you know, carry with me, man, because, you know, I want to be great. And, you know, he did a heck of a job, man. You know, and now, man, our relationship is great. You know, we still talk, man. He's kind of, you know, he's like my dad, you know, man. So, you know, it was a great relationship. And, I'm glad I took that route to go spend those 2 years with him, man. You know, he's definitely, you know, he made me become a man. And, you know, I got away from home. And, you know, he kind of took me on his umbrella and raised me a little bit, you know, from being away from home. And I definitely enjoyed it.
One of my favorite things around this time of year, driving around the city in the afternoons and evenings and weekends, and just seeing how many parks are filled with kids playing baseball. And I know it means a lot to you with the community on the South Side that you've worked with, and actually have, you know, we've been talking the talk and walking the walk when it comes to helping kids learn the game and helping kids from some areas who might not have access to baseball have that kind of access. So what is your involvement currently, and what can we look for in the future?
Man, it's just, you know, man, just try to, you know, attract more kids to baseball and, you know, just show them that it's, you know, it is a fun sport and, you know, try to take that route and just have fun with it. And, you know, man, just really just more so have fun with the kids and, get them out to the ballpark and at least, you know, draw that crowd to the ballpark and let them, you know, experience it, because it's a lot of kids that's on the South Side that really haven't experienced, you know, what it's like going to a White Sox game. So I think the more that I reach, I think I'll be able to draw those kids, and you know, I think they'll be able to come to the South Side and at least have fun at the game and kind of, you know, enjoy that first time experience.
You text with Yoan Moncada at all last night? The collision looked a little scary. I want to make sure everybody's okay. I know everybody's yelling and screaming for a pop up. Just want to make sure everybody's good.
Yeah, we're good.
All
we're
right,
good. Everybody's good.
Where'd you get him, or where did he get you?
Oh. I don't even know, to be honest. I don't even know, man. I think it was like his leg or something, but okay. I can't remember exactly what hit him. Me, I felt fine, you know, but I think he's okay. He's all right, man.
When you look at the division as it sits right now, you know, you guys have handed it to Cleveland a little bit, kind of a tough one yesterday with the walk-off, but Cleveland was supposed to win this division going away, and I know, you know, ballplayers in general and you specifically have very little love for preseason predictions, and you shouldn't, but when you see it lay the way it is, and you know the Twins have been a good ball club for a while here, do you see opportunity within the Central yet, or are you guys... I guess more about you right now and still a rebuilding phase and trying to figure out how this ball club really works together?
I don't think we're worried about, you know, that at the moment. I think we're just, you know, more so just taking care of what we have to take care of and handling the biz that we have in front of us right now instead of, you know, thinking about that. But if we continue to, you know, keep coming together as a team and keep playing, man, that door is definitely open, you know. Anything's possible. Anything can happen. You know, it's baseball. So I think anything can happen, man. I think we're just going to keep going, taking it day by day and keep having fun with one another and enjoy the ride.
Who's the second best basketball player on the White Sox?
Oh, that's a tough question. I don't know, man. I haven't really, you know, shot basketball with the guys.
I would wonder, like, if it's spring training, there's no hoop, nobody shooting around, and you say, oh,
they're
wow.
I think they scared to pick up the basketball.
Didn't, but weren't you and Todd Frazier talking basketball, like, back in, I think it was, like, when you got called up, right? Wasn't he telling you that he could beat you in a one-on-one game?
Man, that was just talk. He ain't gonna do nothing. He knows that.
Who would be the most likely guy to play against you, though? You know what I mean? If you put the bet out there for whatever amount that you wanted to throw out there, who'd be the guy to take it?
I think Giolito would bite the bait.
You think so?
I think he would bite it, but he'll get... Oh, and Parker, but he'll get blown away. Both everybody on the squad will get blown away, man.
See,
they can't hold me on the court.
No, they can't. Of course they can't. But I would have thought Delmonico would hop in on that, too.
He definitely can't hold me, man.
No, Parker looks like the guy on the... Who's just like the big sweaty dude who's like wearing a hoodie, you know, like just flailing his arms around. Yeah,
definitely. Parker definitely plays in a cutoff.
Yeah, I'll blow by him, though, man. They can't hold me, man.
Tim, this is great fun. We really appreciate you joining us.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
That is Tim Anderson of the Chicago White Sox. This segment brought to you by the Chicago Dogs. Baseball, hot dogs, fireworks. Come see Carlos Zambrano's comeback of the Chicago Dogs, your premier minor league baseball team, located in Rosemont. Opening days May 17th, and all fans will receive an iconic hot dog costume and will set a world record for the largest pack of wieners in one location. Tickets at thechicagodogs.com. The Chicago Dogs, baseball with everything.
Now all I can think about is what the one-on-one game between Tim Anderson and Lucas Giolito would look like. Like, is he, how
bad
is
for Lucas?
Yeah, bad for Lucas.
But like, Lucas, what is he?
He's pretty damned athletic.
Four,
I would say he goes 6'5", 6'6".
Okay.
He's a lot taller than I am, so that's, I'd probably put him 6'5", 6'6", really. But I, you know, you, in a one-on-one game like that, Tim played point guard all throughout.
Right.
You can't back that guy down in a one-on-one game, and I don't know how handles Lucas Giolito is. And I don't think he's...
I love hearing Tim talk about his plan and laying off that slider, because I'm still mindful of what Javier Baez did. Same thing. I mean, you talk about that slider in the opposite batter's box and say, we know that you're going to chase it. Mm-hmm. We know that your brain can't process it properly, and how they learn to see it and how they learn to anticipate it. You know, that study we mentioned it last Friday. We were at Gallagher Way. We're going to be there tomorrow.
Again, yeah, that's right. We're hanging out tomorrow.
We're back at Gallagher Way. It was a really fun time last time. That talking about the psychological study of anticipation, how your brain registers something.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking of that in the context of hitting, about if you're so certain and if you're betting that the guy is going to spin that slider up there, does that hurt you or help you in when they say, I'm looking for a pitch in a certain zone that I can drive, or I'm looking for this? It sounds like a gestalt, like it probably can't exactly explain how you get good at it. And maybe you talk it out of existence by trying to explain it. But there's no question he's getting there.
I have to imagine some of the way you combat what you're talking about as a hitter is going up there to swing at strikes. When you've got the profile that Tim Anderson does, when you've got the aggressive tendencies that Javi Baez does. Todd Steverson talked about this a lot, like when he got hired by the White Sox, the White Sox hitting coach, when he got hired by the White Sox and throughout their efforts to build an offense that has kind of a unified approach. And it's not necessarily anti-work a pitch count or anti-work a plate appearance. It's just make sure that you're ready for that pitch you can do damage right with. Understand what pitches in what quadrants and what little, you know, milk carton size areas of the strike zone you can do damage with and go hunt those. Be a little bit more aggressive in that way. That is, you know, despite the last week or so of Tim running a little tough luck, like there's an effort to swing at more strikes because of the bat-to-ball skill that both Anderson and Baez do have when swinging at strikes. There's damage to be done. And if you're looking at Javi, I mean, look no farther than Javi. That guy increased his swinging strike rate at pitches within the strike zone last year and had just a whole bunch of success. I mean, damn near beat out Christian Yelich. Well, except for the last 2.5 weeks. Got real close to Christian Yelich for an NL MVP award. That kind of approach, when you've got that skill set, seems to work as pitchers are pitching guys right now.
I want to mention again, we are at Gallagher Way for an Xfinity broadcast tomorrow. It's Lawrence Holmes and it's us, and we are going to be there looking forward to another Cub game.
We'll have people on the phone. Jonah Carey's going to hang out with us tomorrow on Friday like he always does. Should be a fun little time, and the Cubs are not lacking for headlines. They are not at all lacking for storylines around that team. And it's, believe it or not, there are baseball storylines involved with the Cubs, too, some of which we'll get to after the Midday Midway in just a bit.
I have a couple of stories here for you for the Midday Midway. One is a mystery. In one small Ohio town, people's key fobs stopped working and their garage door openers stopped working.
Sounds like a really bad Jordan Peele movie.
And I will tell you, they solved it.
Really?
They solved the mystery, but this happened and they tried to figure it out, and there is a satisfying conclusion. Also, Denver has just legalized something else.
Yeah, they did.
Yep.
Scorehouse location they need to change.
Boy.
We got a tale of survival as well, and it's not just Scorehouse. The Midday Midway is on the way. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. You've probably heard that Sinclair Broadcasting purchased 21 of Fox Sports' regional sports networks, but you might not have heard CEO Chris Ripley's vision for them. Believe it or not, Ripley wants to turn them into digital gambling parlors, as he told Reuters. If you're interested in gaming, we're going to add on extra stats. The ability to do prop bets in the game, pitch by pitch, play by play. You can play along and wager while you watch. Now, Sinclair is currently exploring the in-game on-screen wagers with its tennis channel. According to Reuters, Sinclair would partner with sportsbook operators rather than becoming a bookmaking operation itself. In advance of such arrangements, Ripley said he expects to quickly realize between $1.5 billion and $2 billion in new advertising revenue from sportsbook operators and related companies. Meantime, Wall Street is not only betting on Sinclair stock, but on Ripley's vision. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. The weather's starting to warm up, but man, it's wet. It is too wet. It won't stop being wet. Wet outside, good. Wet inside, bad. And when water gets in your house, your only call is to Aloha Restoration. Maybe you know this because you live near the Fox River or the Des Plaines River and those low-lying areas. You're more likely to get flooding. But it's not just those areas. Sometimes wind-driven rain can get in your house from the sides. Well, when any disaster strikes like that, you know who to call. Aloha Restoration. They get you bone dry in no time. And they could handle me. And I'm no fun when bad things are happening. And throughout the entire process, they said, no worries. We got this, and it's like it unhappened. Aloha is the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. You know your home is in good hands. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664. That's 847-865-5664.
Mom's the word at JCPenney. Time is running out to find a gift mom will love. Like $10 cultured freshwater pearl studs for rewards members. Not a member? It's easy to join. Or pick up something for yourself with 50% off select women's apparel. Save even more with your $10 off $25 coupon waiting for you in your JCPenney app wallet. This Thursday through Sunday, celebrate mom at JCPenney. Offers valid 5/9 to 5/12. $10 pearl studs excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car, I hit a car. Ooh, baby, it's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be okay.
My agent's gonna help me.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Can't wait for summer? Old Navy's huge summer sale starts now. All jeans, all tees, all dresses, and all shorts are on sale up to 50% off. Jeans start at $15 for adults, $10 for kids. Shorts from $12 for adults, $7 for kids. Buy online and pick up in-store for free today. All jeans, tees, dresses, and shorts are on sale up to 50% off. Now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 5/6 to 5/12. Excludes in-store clearance, active, licensed, men's packaged, and flag tees.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Want to get fit while helping kids who have cancer? Join Team One Step. We support Camp One Step by Children's Oncology Services and are now forming teams for four different events. Our new month-long Step Challenge, the Walker-Friendly Chicago Half Marathon, or 5K, and the sold-out Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Team One Step will give you the motivation and tools to get fit and help change the life of a child with cancer by sending them to camp. Join Team One Step and become a hero to a kid with cancer. Sign up now or learn more at teamonestep.org or call 312-924-4220. To learn more.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Can't wait for summer? Old Navy's huge summer sale starts now. All jeans, all tees, all dresses, and all shorts are on sale up to 50% off. Jeans start at $15 for adults, $10 for kids. Shorts from $12 for adults, $7 for kids. Buy online and pick up in-store for free today. All jeans, tees, dresses, and shorts are on sale up to 50% off. Now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 5/6 to 5/12. Excludes in-store clearance, active, licensed, men's packaged, and flag tees.
Tomorrow morning, join 670 The Score and Xfinity at Gallagher Way in Wrigley before the Cubs take on Milwaukee. It's Bernstein and McKnight. They lead off a live broadcast at 9 a.m., followed by Lawrence Holmes at noon, and Cubs pregame with Zach Zabin at 12:45 until first pitch. Get ready for the game with The Score and Xfinity, exclusive internet provider of the Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Time for the Midday Midway. We always let you know what we have been talking about. Back-to-back walk-off wins for the Cubs and all the everything else with the Cubs. We had a great conversation with Tim Anderson of the Chicago White Sox, but we're still discussing the return of Addison Russell and the fact that Ben Zobrist is going to be away from the team and the fact that the team has now finally made their decision regarding the racist fan and the white power symbol, and they've come to their conclusions. And we heard from both Theo Epstein, from the president of the baseball side, and Crane Kenny, the president of the business side, and how certain they are in that they have done the right thing.
Yeah, you'll hear a little bit more from Theo before 11 o'clock. We'll talk about some of the issues around the Cubs in terms of baseball and non-baseball related things. We've also got Len Casper joining us at 11 o'clock, but the Midday Midway starts now. So bear with me here, and this is going to get a little maybe cringy, but this is a tale of survival, and it's pretty incredible. Freshman sprinter from Georgia, Elijah Godwin, one of the fastest freshmen in the country, accidentally impaled himself on a javelin while running a backward sprint drill on Tuesday afternoon.
Oh.
Godwin, he's going to survive.
The javelin was like sticking up?
WXIA in Atlanta has the report. I'm going to sparse through it a little bit. According to police reports, the javelin was sticking out of the field at an angle. It went through Elijah. He immediately went down, obviously,
through
Elijah. His teammates packed the area with gauze, a whole bunch of first aid. The javelin went straight through his body, punctured the lung. So while it did get a lung, you think about all the other organs that are up and around there. It got him in like the, really, when you think about it, it might have been the perfect place. Medical personnel had to saw off the piece. They got him to the hospital. They were able to rescue him. Suffered a collapsed lung, made it through surgery, breathing on his own, expected to make a full recovery, may even compete next season.
Oh my God.
That is awesome.
Who
Thank
left
goodness
a javelin sticking up, point up?
I don't know. I don't know how that happens. I don't know how you're running. Because usually if you're sprinters, even if you're doing backward, well, I shouldn't say college running was a lot different from the high school track that I ran, but like even the sprint drills were done on the track itself, not on the infield where I guess javelin guys, I don't know how it happens, but thank goodness he's going to be all right.
Denver is poised to become the first city in the nation to effectively decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms. After closing an early vote deficit Tuesday night and early Wednesday, final unofficial results posted late in the afternoon showed a reversal of fortune. Initiative 301 is set to pass narrowly with 50.6% of the vote. It's a margin of 1,979 votes, and the Denver Elections Division will continue accepting military and overseas ballots, but typically those numbers are small. Results will be certified May 16th. Huh. This has attracted some national attention. There was no organized opposition, but some critics feel that this is misguided and potentially harmful. And it doesn't completely legalize it, but it decriminalizes it, just like marijuana with Amendment 64, where they essentially tell law enforcement that it is the lowest priority. Technically, it would be illegal to buy, sell, or possess, but they're just explaining it's not to be policed in the same way.
Huh. Okay. So nobody's going to break out into a Neil Diamond, hello, old friend, hello. We don't have to go back there and re-experiment with everything.
No,
it's not a rush.
There are a lot of experiments going on with psilocybin mushrooms in the areas of migraine,
yeah,
headache, and cluster headache, and even mood disorders, and it's untapped. And all I'll say is just make sure you're in a supportive environment.
Huh?
There are.
And is it true? I've read this, that your mindset going into a trip has a lot to do with the trip you have. Like a preparation for a trip matters.
I can't speak to that.
I've read that that's the case.
Per my experience, not necessarily.
Interesting.
For the five or six,
yeah, I mean, I suppose things
times,
could happen.
There's been good and bad. There's been some
ups, some downs.
Yeah, like there's a place in Chapel Hill called Players.
Players, sports bar.
Yeah, sports bar, dance club, the place to be. Don't go there on a Saturday night after taking. I'm just don't, because everybody in there has a pig face. Everybody in there has a pig face,
like from the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, but like grotesque.
See, I'm thinking the sports talk radio callers.
No, you go if I'm just, you know, just maybe this might happen.
Of
to
course
you.
Of course you wouldn't.
Just,
of course not.
Don't just.
But maybe
sometimes.
Will Joe Flacco's play look good?
Sometimes, and this is before cell phones. And when you kind of find your friend, you're like, hey, everybody in here has a pig face. What?
Don't tell anyone.
Like, we have to call Gary. Why? Because we got to get out of here.
We're actually at the bar. We were at Kinky.
We have to go home now. And you know, and other times there are just the smallest things get really, really cool. And walls
breathe. Move. Yeah,
and
that
ceilings melt.
It'll do that.
Yeah. So have fun in Denver.
I need a ruling on this one. As an English major, I waited many a table in my day. I don't know if that was. Were you resigned to that fate? Did you ever wait tables as an English major? Because normally we English majors do wait tables at least for some portion of our lives.
No, did not.
No? Okay. I did. A lot. In a number of different places. An actual case in Florida has been resolved where a waitress spilled hot tea on a patron named Alan Tamberlane. Mm-hmm. Tamberlane was seeking damages of $15,000, claiming the spill caused severe burns and permanent pigment discoloration. Ooh. Court filings from the 15th Judicial Circuit count in Palm Beach, Florida show Tamberlane alleged that the restaurant created an unsafe environment by not instructing servers to act prudently in the service of hot tea. One of the keys in this case was the server in question carrying the tray with one hand.
So it wasn't best practices somehow?
Well, the defense won. She won the case. It did not go through. The patron did not get their money. The server was actually defended and acquitted of any sort of wrongdoing. And as a former server, all I can think is, I have been involved in a spill. I once in a brunch service. And this is, see, here's the thing. When you're going to brunch, don't order a glass of red wine. If you're going to the brunch service with the all-you-can-drink mimosas in the really nice place in Madison, you don't order a glass of red wine.
Oh, so it's the order's fault.
It might have been. So I'm walking back with the one-hand tray, which is accepted industry practice. You have to have the other hand free for any plethora of things. Mm-hmm. So I'm issuing service to the table. I had a couple of things on the tray, mimosas, and the one glass of red wine for this lady. So I'm handing out the mimosas. This person who's on my blind side, I cannot see because I'm turning, you know, handing off the mimosas.
Sure.
She gets up
underneath.
Knocks the tray from underneath.
Well, that's not your fault.
And the red wine goes tumbling onto the white cashmere sweater of the very woman who ordered the red wine.
Well, you know, it
I
happens.
I kind of feel like that's on her.
If somebody stood up into you,
and
it's
I certainly
not your fault.
Don't think it had anything to do with the one-handed tray carry is accepted practice. I'm glad that this server was not forced to be found guilty.
Yeah,
might
put her in your landing area.
My wife brags about her ability to carry multiple plates in her small arms because she worked at a diner in New Jersey.
Well, you got to learn the carry.
And yeah, she can do that. And the kid's like, "Wow, Mom, that's awesome." She's like, "Come on, you never lose this skill."
No, that holds on.
Have.
You got to overlap the plates properly. So they rest into the nook of the arm, and you can do turn with it. It's impressive.
A perplexing riddle affecting dozens of families in the Cleveland area has finally been solved. But not before weeks of wreaking havoc on people who, bizarre as it sounds, were unable to open their cars and garage doors. This is from ScienceAlert.com. In late April, residents of the town of North Olmsted, Ohio, began finding their wireless car key fobs and garage door openers had simply ceased to function. or they worked unpredictably when they did work at all. Hmm. Sometimes it was one of a pair of remote key fobs that wouldn't work while the other one did. At other times, car doors could be opened wirelessly when parked in other places, but when the vehicle returned to North Olmsted, the locked doors became inert once more. One resident assumed her key's batteries must be at fault. She replaced it, only to find out the problem hadn't been fixed when she was parked in her driveway. She said, anywhere else, I go to work, you go to the grocery store, it works. Dozens of neighbors across multiple streets all reported the same phenomenon, and nobody knew. Some thought it was goings-on at the Cleveland Hopkins International Airport or a technological hazard related to a NASA research center in the area. They thought it was telecommunications. They didn't know. But then they had an intensive door-to-door investigation. And they found what was causing this.
I have no idea.
It was a homemade device invented by a local electronics enthusiast. He had designed a specialized gadget to inform him if anybody was upstairs in his house while he was working downstairs in the basement.
What?
He's just a local inventor with a fascination for electronics. He was persistently putting out a 315 megahertz signal.
That'll do it.
No malicious intent. Apparently, that the key fobs and garage doors frequently operate in 315 to 433. That's the band of megahertz. One homespun device, it has been identified, it has been disabled, and the resident has agreed to not make such devices in the future.
That's bizarre.
Yep.
So did he make the device because he's like a paranoid loon, or because he has kids running around all the time?
No, they describe him as an individual with special needs who has a fascination with electronics.
Oh, cool. So he's got, so he knows everybody. Oh, that's amazing. So I hope he can like reconfigure the thing to a different frequency or something like that. Because it seems like that's a useful thing for him to have.
How annoying would that be in your life to have that going on, though?
Just the key fob not working.
It's something you just count on to work.
That's something, too, where like you come home and you have to explain to your wife. They're like, it was working at work.
Yeah.
I went downtown to the Starbucks to get everyone coffee. It was working then, and it's not working now. Yep. Honey, you're crazy. You're a crazy person.
Bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall as the number 17 Northwestern Wildcats host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com.
All right, public service alert. If you were listening yesterday or into the show open this morning, you know that we kind of invented here on the show a brand new character, time-traveling Terry Bors.
He's thrown more than one no-hitter in his career. Terry's guy, Pud Galvin, did it August 4th, 1884, and August 20th, 1880.
I'm a rat bastard.
Time-traveling Terry Bors has got to be a thing.
Because he's not ready for anything, and if it doesn't hit him in the head, it's going to hit him in Mr. Nuts.
It'd be like Doc Brown, but weird.
He's screaming, he's screeching, he's touching himself.
He's at the crucifixion.
Smack, 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 my ass hurts.
He's making voices when they use the guillotine.
Iceberg, run ahead!
Whoa, look out! Ducks! Whoa!
This is Sparta!
I'm mad! I'm angry! I can prove it! I have an erection!
You're implying that a group composed entirely of female animals will breed?
No, I'm simply saying that life finds a way.
I think they go 8 or 9 pumps.
So I alert you.
So good.
I love it so much. So I alert you now to one of the most important Twitter profiles of our time, of any time. It is at Bors time. It's happening. I don't know who did it.
No.
I'm retweeting it now. Someone has begun to Photoshop Terry Bors into the important moments of history. This here, his first tweet, is Terry with a book on his head at the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln.
And this is carefully done, too.
It's really well done.
This is not haphazardly done. the book on the head is the time travel device. That's what I picture.
I thought that was his protection from the second bullet of John Wilkes Booth.
Listen. He flips the history book. He's got this big book of world history.
Yeah.
And he flips to a page. And then when he puts the book open to that page on his head, he appears in that time.
Guys, the Twitter account's been deleted already.
No!
What?
What happened?
Well, got too big too fast.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Come back at Bors time.
It's still here for me.
I still have it's I want to live in this time.
Refresh.
I want to live in this time where Bors time still exists. I don't want to go back to this time.
I still have it.
I'm never refreshing Twitter.
This is at TTT Boards.
Oh, it changed the handle.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sure he's listening. The old one was better, pal.
TTT Boards is the... Yeah, that's going to be confusing for us to say. Yeah. I suppose we'll retweet it. We have retweeted Triple T Boards. It is beautiful.
Yeah, so he opens the framing device. Is yeah. He opens this giant book of history. I don't know when I'm going to go today. Let's go to Ur. There, I'm going to go to Ur. And then he puts it on his head.
I don't know why the one that comes to mind for me is Terry with a book on his head in front of the tank at Tiananmen Square.
Hey, buddy, got to kick you in the nuts. That's a bad matchup for you there, don't you think?
$10, he gets out of the way. Oh!
This segment brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. We're going to hear some Theo stuff, I think.
Yeah. Theo was on with Mully and Hall earlier today. Talked quite a bit about the headlines surrounding the Cubs, the return of Addison Russell, the absence of both Ben Zobrist and Pedro Strop due to a personal issue and a hamstring injury. Lots to get to from the president of baseball, Theo Epstein. You'll hear it in just a few. Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Theo Epstein, the response from the crowd. Did that moment surprise you in any way?
No, that was their first chance to see Addison and to express their opinion about what happened. Certain percentage were probably booing Addison for the behavior. Certain segment were booing us. Certainly appropriate.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
We interrupt this program for a special announcement from the Home Loan Expert.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. We never thought the day would come again, but here we are. Mortgage interest rates have dropped and we are currently locking loans in the threes. And if you haven't heard, your home is gaining equity at the fastest pace in over a decade. With rates this low and equity so high, you have options. Let us work you up options today with our 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Hey Google Pixel fans, for a limited time, get both our Sprint Unlimited plan and the all-new Google Pixel 3a included for under $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit, an 18-month lease, and a new line of service. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. Phone $11.07 per month after $5.56 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Remaining balance due if canceled early. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
At Domino's, we're more than pizza, so mix it up with our specialty chicken, stuffed cheesy bread, sandwiches, pastas, medium two-topping pizzas, and more for just $5.99 each, and we'll mix stand-up comedy with a robot.
Stuffed cheesy bread and my act have a lot in common. They're both super cheesy. Tough crowd.
You can also mix it up with Domino's salads, marbled cookie brownie, bread twist, and medium two-topping pizzas. Order any two or more for just $5.99 each. Two-item minimum. Bone-in wings, handmade pan pizza, and bread bowl pasta will be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Can't wait for summer? Old Navy's huge summer sale starts now. All jeans, all tees, all dresses, and all shorts are on sale up to 50% off. Jeans start at $15 for adults, $10 for kids. Shorts from $12 for adults, $7 for kids. Buy online and pick up in-store for free today. All jeans, tees, dresses, and shorts are on sale up to 50% off. Now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 5/6 to 5/12. Excludes in-store clearance, active, licensed, men's packaged, and flag tees.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, the catcher, number two. Also, Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Akeem Hicks joins us. I know that, you know, it had to be heartbreaking the way you guys lost that playoff game to the Eagles. Did you go back and watch that game? Do you just throw that one out? What are your thoughts when you look back on it?
Oh, no, man. You got to let it hurt. You have this desire to never let it happen again. To be ready to tear somebody's head off on that field before you allow them to dance and party on your sideline. You got to have a real burning desire to never feel it again. And that's part of why you let it sit and you let that feeling, you know, resonate with you. You got to be able to use it to come back and say, man, I will die before I allow another team to dance on our field.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Bernstein and McKnight here on 670 The Score. We got Len Casper coming up at 11. Plenty of Cubs headlines to discuss with him. We've got some sound from Theo Epstein as well. Theo was on with Morning Show, Mully and Haw. He was on at 8 o'clock, and in case you missed it, he dealt with a couple of different things. The investigation into the fan that was on NBC Sports Chicago making a gesture behind Doug Glanville. Talked about the reappearance of Addison Russell, the bullpen issues at hand, and then kind of also they're winning walk-off games over and over again. The quality of play that they've had.
As this is all going on.
Even if it is against the Marlins.
With everything that's happening with the Cubs, they're still winning. They're an inexorable machine at this point.
Would you, before we get to the Theo stuff, the home run from Jason Hayward last night. I've told you many times that you should not be able to hit fadeaway homers. Does that qualify as a fadeaway homer?
That's a big, strong man.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
Dropped the barrel on it, and he had the benefit of the wind.
It's not Orlando Arcia fading away on day two of the season.
He also, his swing can generate power with that pitch in that spot.
He's very risky.
And if you notice, did you see where the catcher gave the target?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Go back and watch it.
I'll watch. Hold on.
It looked to me like a missed spot that he was trying to throw up in the zone, inner half of the plate, and threw it low in the zone, outer half, and he was just able to flick the barrel on.
That'd be a big miss, is what it would be. You know, though,
you're the pitching guru.
I've talked to some catchers, and I can't tell if it's sometimes just like a deferral or a dodge to try and stand for their pitcher every now and again. But some guys will tell you that the placement of the glove every pitch isn't where the pitch is going. Sometimes it works like a reminder, and they'll find it from there. It's not like, hey, dot it right here or hit this like Greg Maddux would or something like that. Sometimes it's just kind of this guideline and reminder and rough target. I don't know. I know it's kind of splitting hairs a little bit. But in this case, last night, that thing was supposed to be up and in, and it went down and away, and it went out of the ballpark, and the Cubs won again.
Okay, and the question I was going to ask before we get to Theo, how many Gatorade tubs is enough Gatorade tubs? I thought it was one. And the Cubs are at like 3 or 4, and then they're throwing cups of water and bottles of water. What's a ruling on this? What is appropriate, and how do we determine the number of things that are allowed to be dumped on someone?
I'm glad you've asked. I think the real answer is as many damn Gatorade buckets as they want to dump.
Okay.
But remember, too, I mean, if you are a little bit perturbed, if one is, the Royal We, is a little perturbed about the number of Gatorade bucket dumps, this was a second walk-off homer in as many nights. So, if we follow, what's the law of increasing returns? You know, this as technology increases, the computing power goes up and up and up and up.
That's like the size of the chip or the processing power of a chip.
This
based
is
on
what
the size
this is what the text line is for. Text us. Tell me whether, you know, as we get more and more RAM or something into our Spica France on the Samoflange, our technology becomes. If there's another walk off tonight, there should be an exponential increase. This afternoon, the game's this afternoon. The exponential increase in Gatorade showers, should there not?
Yeah, you got to take it up another level.
Is Moore's Law?
Ooh, is
it Moore's Law, or is that the one where every comment section on the internet devolves to Hitler
that's
eventually?
That's Godwin's Law. I was thinking law. Of when you were talking the sprinter. Elijah Godwin. I was wondering if we were going to get to Godwin's Law.
No, we got to, he's somehow alive. That's what we got to.
All right, where do you want to start with the Theo
So I think it probably makes sense to start with the investigation. We had Crane Kenny on yesterday, and the Cubs had not made their determination quite yet on the symbol that was made behind Doug Glanville during the broadcast of Tuesday night's game when we talked to Crane. But he said, more likely than not, we are of the understanding that this was not an innocent circle game being played on our broadcast. Theo followed up after the Cubs had made their determination and talked about it this way.
Crane told me that they, in the process of their investigation, looking into, the identity of the person and trying to connect the dots, they had made the determination that, it was not a coincidence that the gesture was what people feared it was. And so the decision that they made to ban him from Wrigley Field. And so that's the extent of my connection with it, is just talking to Crane about it. But obviously that's not a step you take lightly.
I think that last part's worth noting. We had a phone call from Mark earlier this morning. And I get the point Mark was trying to make about being angry. It was essentially about being angry for the sake of being angry. And I'm probably sometimes guilty of falling into that trap. It's very easy for me as a guy in my background to fall into that thing. It's kind of a gesture designed, at first, designed to have people like me do that. That said, it's not an investigation the Cubs took lightly. Theo mentioned that. Crane mentioned that when we had him on yesterday. And, if you violate the Cubs' guest code of conduct, then you get booted. And the code of conduct is pretty clear. It's long. It lists a lot of behaviors. And they get to determine what behaviors violate it and what don't. But that's on the back of every baseball ticket. In fact, I'd venture to guess that's on the back of every professional sports ticket you buy.
Mm-hmm.
You're beholden to their rules. When you break them, they get to decide what happens to you.
But they're taking away the circle game. Well, I can't have. How am I supposed to punch my friends in the arm now?
There are a plethora of ways you can punch your friend in the arm.
And by the way, I should have taken a picture, and I'm so mad at myself. I parked the car at the Jewel. I get out of the car, and I'm realizing there's the guy next to me. He's in his car. Had he not been in his car, I would have taken the picture. But I didn't want him to see me and thinking, who is this weirdo taking a picture of the back seat of my car? Because the entire back seat of his car was filled with pinatas. And
was it a big car?
No.
Pinatas?
Yeah, it was a little car packed with these multicolored pinatas, the entire back seat. And I wanted so badly to snap a picture, and you and Jay are better at it than I am, sort of surreptitiously
getting
a picture.
Kind of
Rick Camp is really good at it, too, and I'm not, because I'm, I've got out there.
The problem comes from you have to look at your phone from 9 feet away to read anything. That's the issue.
Yeah, and I wanted to take a picture and just said, yes, this man has a plethora. Because he literally
he had a plethora.
I have a plethora. I mean, person does not know what a plethora is.
If he had many of the same kind of pinata, it would not then be a plethora. It would have to be various kinds of.
No, a plethora is simply an amount. A plethora just means a lot.
Plethora has to do with the kind.
A distribution?
Mm-hmm.
A plethora meaning an assortment?
Yes. A large or excessive amount of something. Okay,
yeah,
no, all right.
I think
so
you're wrong.
It's
an absolute.
I am closer to almost like a menagerie. I know it's not exactly.
Ah, right, a menage.
Well, that's a little different if he's doing
indeed.
That with his.
You're right. Okay, yeah, so it's an excessive amount of something. It doesn't have to necessarily do with the.
No,
Fair enough.
And just a little car, it was a little Hyundai, and he had a plethora of piñatas. Maybe that he just wanted that. Maybe he just wanted to be that guy, and just sort of it's a little knowing thing. Hey, look what I got.
Piñatas.
Hey, you ever seen this before? Guess what? I have a plethora of piñatas and a sweater. If he also had a lovely cardigan sweater,
then you know he's in on the bit. Yeah. Then you know. It's like driving, it's like 90-degree heat, and he's driving around in a really nice cardigan. The other piece of conversation we felt was worth bringing back from Theo and Mully and Haw this morning was a little bit of the conversation about the bullpen itself. Obviously, we've talked a lot about Addison Russell returning to the team already today, and if you want to, you can. 312-644-6767. Len Casper's around the corner to talk about it as well. But the bullpen is an issue. Has been all season long, has performed well, but has now suffered another injury with Pedro Strop on the injured list.
we've already been in an aggressive mindset, and you know, we recognize this is a year in which we're going to be proactive in the bullpen, and already have been, honestly. If you look back at some of the adjustments that we made, sending some guys down to AAA, bringing guys up from AAA, in the first week of the season, I think that's indicative of the mindset we're going to have going forward the whole year. Sometimes that's going to be help from inside the organization, and the depth guys have done a great job to this point. And there's going to be a point later in the season when I'm sure it needs, you know, help from outside the organization. So, that said, you know, look, we're realistic. We think the bullpen is going to be a source of attention for us this year, but cannot take away from what these guys have done. You know, since the first road trip of the season, we have the best bullpen in baseball, but I think a full run, and it's been a huge part of our success. These guys, some of whom weren't even on the club when we broke, deserve a huge tip of the cap, but that doesn't mean we're going to sit back and expect that kind of performance the rest of the year, because it's the bullpen, and it's always going to be volatile by nature, and no one's ever going to be happy by nature unless you lock down every single game. So we know that we're going to be active going forward, and that's just part of it. And Strope's injury only underscores that.
It's Cubs President of Baseball Operations Theo Epstein on with Mully and Haw this morning. I expected them to have to be active with bullpen acquisition or even bullpen churn. You know, sometimes that's got a negative connotation around it. The idea that you're going to go through your next six or next even eight guys in the bullpen at some point through the year. They had to start that pipeline early with the terrible start that a couple of guys in that pen got off to. You saw Alan Webster come up. You saw Kyle Ryan come up. You've seen the shuttle go back and forth for Carl Edwards. Looked fairly decent. And you've seen the emergent sum of Tyler Chatwood. I think, though, the aggressive nature that Theo wants to get to or that he's kind of played this entire season with in terms of looking at this bullpen, it's tough, I think, for Cubs fans. It seems tough for Cubs fans to look at without involving or invoking the name of Craig Kimbrell, who remains out there and acquirable right now for money and a little bit of draft pick compensation. After the draft, it changes to just money. And regardless of the regression that he's gone through this last year or the increased walk rate, better, more accurately put, that's a guy you don't have in that pen right now. And that's a guy that would be better than the last guy in there now.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Coach Fitz and the 17th-ranked Cats this fall at Ryan Field. Matchups include Ohio State and Iowa. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Len Casper is straight ahead. He's been on the call for a couple of crazy nights at Wrigley Field and maybe another fun afternoon to come today. Wind is howling out, apparently, so might be one of these Wrigley games. We shall see. Len joins us next on The Score.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on We Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Mom's the word at JCPenney. Time is running out to find a gift mom will love, like $10 cultured freshwater pearl studs for rewards members. Not a member? It's easy to join. Or pick up something for yourself with 50% off select women's apparel. Save even more with your $10 off $25 coupon waiting for you in your JCPenney app wallet. This Thursday through Sunday, celebrate mom at JCPenney. Offers valid 5/9 to 5/12. $10 pearl studs excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, LoHo Daily. I record it every day before or after the show. And here's what it is. It's me doing stuff that I can't get to on the show. Sports stuff, geek stuff, whatever's on my mind that day. I get a long form way to do it.
And I'm glad that the Bears are out here trying to make these kickers earn their jobs.
Check out LoHo Daily. Download the latest episode now from the radio.com app or online at 670thescore.com.
My name is Jim. I'm a veteran, and I lost both legs in Vietnam. My victory was proving that a disability is not a limitation.
I'm Julius. I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The Radio.com app is the best way to hear your favorite radio stations from across the country. The best music, breaking news, podcasts, they all live here.